in healthcare administrative functions. This is what we are going to see in this chapter. We are going to delve into the concepts of hospital management using artificial intelligence tools. We are going to understand the challenges in healthcare revenue cycle management and using AI to resolve these challenges. We are going to delve into the details of achieving healthcare operational efficiency using AI. There are many administrative challenges in legacy healthcare systems with fragmented entities working in silos. Administrative complexity of healthcare industry has significantly increased over the years due to the factors such as expansion of healthcare services, payment model changes, evolving legislations or regulations, and technological advancements. The healthcare executives face severe challenge in managing the operations, finances, compliance, and the care coordinations. Rapid advancement in the technology, including electronic health record, telemedicine, and digital health applications, have on one hand revolutionized healthcare delivery but also added to the administrative task. The effective integration of new technology requires careful planning to ensure data security, interoperability, and regulatory compliance. The transition to a value-based care models emphasizes efficiency and quality, requiring data analysis, care coordination, and performance monitoring. Additionally, the growing specialization and diversity of healthcare services demand complex administrative infrastructure and communication technologies to ensure seamless patient experience. The increasing complexity of healthcare administration requires strategic management and a commitment to deliver high-quality, cost-effective care while navigating and evolving the healthcare landscape. Legacy versus future healthcare. Legacy healthcare refers to outdated medical systems and technologies still used in some healthcare organizations, often characterized by poor interoperability, limited data analysis capability, and security vulnerabilities. While the future healthcare envisions a more advanced system using technologies like AI, big data analytics, telemedicine, and personalized medicine to deliver efficient preventive and patient-centric care requiring significant upgrade from the legacy system to adapt to more modern needs and improve patient outcomes. The key points about legacy healthcare are outdated technology, which includes the old software, hardware, and data management systems that struggle to integrate with newer technologies. Inefficient workflows, which includes manual data entry, fragmented information, and complex processes, which can lead to delays and errors. Security concerns with old systems may lose robust security features, putting patient data at risk, and compliance challenges, difficulty in meeting evolving regulatory standards due to outdated technology. And while the key features of the future healthcare is artificial powered future system, which includes your utilization of AI for diagnostic support, treatment planning, predictive analytics, and personalized medicine. It includes the customer at center, coordinated patient care, mundane task automated, reducing the workload, and automated scheduling and resource allocation. So the challenges we will be talking about transitioning from the legacy to future healthcare, which will help us of cost of modernization, staff training, data integration, and cybersecurity concerns. Increasing administrative duty divert time from patient care, leading to employee exhaustion. Complexity hinders efficient care coordination. High administrative workload leads to burnout, lower job satisfaction, and compromised patient care. The healthcare providers face financial pressure from rising cost in labor, technology, pharmaceuticals, and regulatory compliance. Technology advances while improving care result in high investment and maintenance costs. Rising drug prices add to financial strain. Compliance with regulation incurs costs for the system, training, and potential fines. The providers are exploring methods like value-based care, supply chain optimization, and data analytics to boost revenue and reduce inefficiencies. Financial management innovation is a key to maintaining high-quality care while managing rising costs. So, information technology, for healthcare administration are the advancements in the healthcare information technology infrastructure that has played a crucial and transformative role in healthcare industry, both clinical as well as administratively, with global healthcare industry expected to reach 11.9 trillion in 25, the HICT market is projected to grow globally in a compounded annual growth rate of 14.7% from 24 to 2029 period. Now, let's see what are the key drivers of HCIT growth. The technological advancement, increasing adoption of telehealth innovative solution, increasing importance of user-generated healthcare data, and emergence of big data in healthcare, the shift towards patient-centric value-based care, and use of real-world evidence data for healthcare management, presence of large and growing patient population, increasing spending in healthcare IT infrastructure. So all these are the key drivers of HICT growth. So now let's understand the global AI market and India IT adoption in healthcare. The AI adoption in healthcare systems globally is projected, as we discussed before, 49.1% over 2024 to 2030. India AI healthcare market is a size worth millions of dollars in 23 and is predicted to grow to around 17.75 billion by 2032 with a compound annual growth of 40.50%, which is a massive growth what we would see between 2024 to 2032. The key drivers of growth in AI adoption in healthcare is an exponential growth in data volumes, coupled with the ability of AI technologies to process and analyze the data deluge, rapidly increasing computing power, vast storage capacity, and emergence of cloud computing in a big way. The complexity due to increasing adoption of digital technologies, the significant cost pressure on healthcare service providers, increasing prevalence of chronic disease and expectation of personalized patient care, rapid advancement in AI technologies and their proliferation, increasing awareness among healthcare professionals about the benefits of artificial intelligence adoption in administrative as well as clinical efficiency and accuracy. So as I go through all the slides where we understand how increasing awareness is there among the consultants, among the healthcare professionals, how the adoption of AI is increasing day by day in improving the clinical efficiency as well as the administrative efficiency. The healthcare providers are embracing the automation to streamline the process. The data is analyzed, the AI applications are evolved, and then it improves, boosts the efficiency, it delivers the better care to address the issues of rising cost, it provides ensures right care given to the patients, growing patient populations, and it also helps reducing the staff burnout. The automation offers a range of benefits which include improving the patient satisfaction and improving the staff satisfaction. Hospital automation helps in revolutionizing the collection of patients' data. By implementing the AI technology, the data collection has become much more easier than the old ways, traditional ways of data collection. And the analytics also has improved. The predictive analysis has also evolved with the help of AI technologies. The broad term is healthcare automation, which means automating and integrating patient data generated from patient monitors, labs, medical images, and later converting it into, helping in automating routine tasks, standard patient flows, improving the processes, driving new services, diverse range of technological solutions designed to reduce human intervention in various processes. So it helps us reduce the human interventions and improve, facility provided to the patient. These solutions leverage advancement in technology, computing power, data storage availability, and data analytics. The automation technology in hospital has evolved through software application, AI-powered automated tools, robotic-assisted automated systems, conversational AI, and virtual health-assisted agents. So when I speak about software application, it means streamline of administrative processes like appointment scheduling, billing, supply chain management, admissions of the patient, discharge of the patients, supply chain management, resource allocations, and reporting. The AI-powered automated tools help us analyze the patient's data, medical images, to identify the patterns and of the patient data, patterns and structures, and then assist in diagnosing accurately and improving the clinical outcomes. The robotic assisted surgery or invasive surgeries help us, you know, reduce blood loss, improve the patient's clinical outcomes, reduce patient's pain, and of course improves patient's recovery faster. It also helps us in automating laboratory processes, which involves reducing the cost of laboratory tests, improving faster results, and improving overall outcome of the services provided to the patient. The conventional AI and the virtual health assistant agents for personalized patient care, remote health management like telehealth, tele-ICU, tele-radiology help in reaching out to the patient in the rural areas, providing them the care of services. So global health automation market size. According to the precedents, we have already seen that how global market in AI is going to reach 110.47 billion by 2034, expanding at CAGR of 10% over the forecasted period. The drivers of increasing demand for automation are cost pressure, rising telemedicine services, personalized treatment, and big data management. The benefits of automation of hospital management: they increase the efficiency and productivity, they improve the data management and accuracy, they help in intelligent analytics and automation of generation of reports, it enhances the patient satisfaction by engaging with the patient, by improving patient resolutions on time, it reduces the cost, it enhances the quality of care, accessibility of care, it reduces the staff burnouts, it, you know, helps in effective, efficient revenue cycle management, it reduces readmissions, it reduces no-shows, it improves the patient's satisfaction by timely updating about the services availability, reduce inventory turnaround time, it helps in improved resource utilization. So now let's take few examples about types of automation examples. Now let's see few examples of automation in healthcare administration. Now let's start with appointment scheduling, which is the first thing what a patient does when he enters the hospital. Okay, so basically appointment and scheduling, it will help us streamlining the appointment scheduling, send confirmation emails and confirmation messages to the patient. It will help us rescheduling the appointment. It will help us canceling the appointment. It will reduce the no-shows. It will optimize the appointment slots, and it will also help us reaching out to the people globally where, personally reaching for the appointment is not possible. So it will help, the automation will help in optimizing the appointment slot, reducing no-shows, and catering to the more group of patients. Patient registration, admission, transfer, and discharge process. So when we implement automation, it is going to reduce the patient's wait time in the hospital. It is going to improve the patient's experience in the hospital by reducing the wait time. It will give a different level of experience where the timely admission, transfers, and discharge processes are done. The billing and insurance processing. In billing and insurance processing, it will streamline the billing and revenue cycle management. It will automate the claims processing, improving the significant in account receivables, streamlining the processes, reducing the fraudulence. In EHR and reporting, patient record keeping, it will help us collating the patient's data, and basically it will help doctors to review the data whenever required. It will help in data accuracy and improved accessibility to data. The resource allocation, it will help in better utilization of personal and personal resources, and eventually help in better staff allocation and improved staff quality. work quality. So supply chain management and inventory management by auto ordering and tracking of stock level, restock levels, it is going to you optimize the use of stock levels and medical supplies. It is going to streamline the inventory. It is going to manage the accounts and the vendors. It is going to eliminate manual and redundant tasks, and it will help us managing the purchases of the inventory at a very appropriate way. Now let's see few other examples in medication dispensation where a robotic pharmacy can help us in accurate medication dispensing and reduce risk of errors. The patient monitoring devices like wearable devices, telehealth platforms help us in continuous monitoring of vital signs, early detection of potential issues, and basically receive patient may receive early care or early support if in the case of emergency or casualty. Patient support systems. So chatbot can answer basic queries, schedule appointments, provide medication reminders, and it will help us free up staff for more complex tasks than answering the basic queries. It will enhance the patient's experience and care at home. Moving ahead to diagnostics and treatment automation, analysis of medical images, and AI algorithms can analyze the images and scans, which will help us detecting abnormalities and assist with early diagnosis of diseases, which is still ongoing, which helps us improving the early diagnosis of disease like cancer. Lab testing and reports, faster and accurate testing is noted, and quick diagnosis and treatment decisions can be taken on basis of it. Robotic assisted surgeries, it is a minimal invasive procedure with greater precision, which helps fast recovery of the patient, reduces blood loss, and also the cost to the patients. So components of hospital management system: patient information management, clinic management, operation management, patient intake process, regulatory compliance, and revenue cycle management, supply chain optimization, communication system, facility management. Now let's understand each one of them. So patient information management includes the electronic health records. Clinic management involves management of all clinical activities, including the labs, the diagnostic, the treatment plans, and the monitoring of patient progress. Operational management includes the administrative functions such as appointment scheduling, surgery scheduling, teleconsultations, automation streamlines, improve patient satisfaction, and optimizing the clinical resources. Patient intake process includes AI-powered document processing, can ingest scanned or digital document in various formats using pre-trained AI models to recognize text, even handwritten, and extract specific data points like patient's demographic, insurance information, and patient diagnosis. Regulatory compliance. So maintaining compliance in heavily regulated healthcare industry is very crucial, a complex and time-consuming process. AI-powered text analysis software uses NLP and ML algorithms can automate various aspects of regulatory compliance in healthcare. Revenue cycle-driven, AI-driven revenue cycle management addresses the issue of inefficient billing by automating and optimizing the billing process, improving the accuracy and efficiency. Now, let's talk about supply chain optimization, where the hospitals have the necessary resource and equipment to provide optimal patient care. It involves management of medical supplies, procurement, maintenance, and basically monitoring it and providing to the patient. The communication system includes secure messaging, telemedicine capabilities, and patient communication tools. So it includes all the equipments which help us communicating with the patient, talking to the patient, and securely messaging the patient. Facility management or hospital infrastructure comprises of multiple medical devices, equipment, operation theaters, examination room, pharmacies, laboratory, diagnostic centers, physiotherapy centers, fire safety infrastructures, HVAC systems. So all of this facility requires periodic maintenance. So facility management system facilitates infrastructure and equipment maintenance, installation, preventive measures, which later helps us to reduce the breakdown time. So now let's understand hospital management workflow. So patient comes in emergency, patient is triaged, immediate intervention or treatment is done, patient undergoes diagnostic test, laboratory test. Patient is then scheduled, either if patient is triaged as not required for an IPD admission, he is sent for an OPD where he is registered, and then his initial assessment is again done by the specialty consultant or consultant is assigned to him, and patient's history is documented, patient treatment is provided, and patient goes out of the hospital. If patient requires an IPD admission, patient is admitted in the IPD, diagnostic tests are done, investigations are planned, patient's medication administration is done, progress notes are monitored and documented, final assessment is done, patient's eventually clinically fine, and then patient is discharged, finally the billing is done, and a follow-up appointment is done. So administrative workflow is aligned to the task we have spoken about, which includes your staff scheduling and resource allocation, inventory management, financial operations, and communications to the patient. So here we have gone through the hospital workflow management along with the patient-centric workflow management. So impact of AI in hospital management, let's talk about data management. Managing healthcare data has always been a complex and challenging task. The traditional methods are unable to handle the volume of data what is created and the variety and the velocity of the data generated in healthcare center. The patient's personal medical billing records need to be accurately recorded, stored, and assessed securely. So the traditional data management methods suffer from human errors, which can lead to incorrect patient information, misdiagnosis, and improper treatments. The AI algorithms excel at identifying and correcting these errors. So streamlining data integration, AI-driven solutions facilitate automatic and seamless integration. So this is done through multiple sources, creating a single unified view of patient's health history, allowing the healthcare providers to assess all healthcare relevant data at one place. So optimizing data analytics, AI enhances data analytics through predictive analysis. The machine learning algorithms can analyze historical data to identify patterns and trends, enabling healthcare providers to predict future outcomes, make proactive decisions, and basically improve the clinical outcomes. AI can analyze the data from the wearable devices, remote monitoring systems, providing valuable insights into the patient's health outside of clinical settings. NLP can process and analyze large volumes of unstructured data such as clinical notes and research articles, extracting relevant information and converting into a structured data for analysis. AI improves the ability of healthcare organization to predict, diagnose, treat medical conditions, ultimately enhancing patient care, operational efficiency, and better clinical outcomes. Now let's talk about enhancing data security and compliance. The AI-driven solutions can monitor and detect unusual activities in real time, identifying potential security threats before they escalate. For example, if an employee's login activity suddenly shows access to an unusual high number of patient records, AI can alert security personnel to investigate it further. So there is one more example where an employee tries to send a mail or a patient data outside to an organization. The security team is alerted with the data going outside the hospital. So this is how AI-driven solutions help us monitor and detect unusual activities. So it is continuously monitoring the data and help us maintain the compliance in relevant regulations. The NLP algorithms extract relevant information from the unstructured data, such as the clinical note, research papers, and patient feedbacks. Taking the example of, speech-to-text feature, what is available right now, which can convert a doctor mentioning everything, verbally in the application, which gets converted into the relevant notes in the patient records. Robotic process automation automates repetitive administrative tasks, such as data entry, billing, insurance claim processing, reducing the burden on hospital staff. It automatically updates the patient's record with the new results, generate invoices, and submit insurance claim, freeing up the healthcare professionals to take care of other tasks. decision support system, AI-powered decision support system, provides clinicians with evidence-based recommendation for diagnosis and treatments, enhancing the quality of care. The AI enables personalized medicine or personalized treatment plan by analyzing the genetic, lifestyle, environmental data to tailor interventions to individual patients. Patient monitoring and management system enhances patient monitoring through continuous data analysis, real-time alerts for any anomalies in the patient's vitals or conditions. The ICU is equipped with the monitors which continuously, you know, monitor the patient's real-time. There are beds, AI-devised beds, which if the patient lies down, the vitals are monitored, and if there is an abnormality in the vitals, the nursing station is alert is provided to them, which will help in intervention, early intervention. Virtual health assistants, the AI-powered virtual health assistants provide patients with routine, round-the-clock support, answering their queries, scheduling appointments, offering medication reminders. So this is how virtual health assistants help. We have spoken about multiple examples in our previous chapters. So now let's move ahead to resource optimization. So overall, AI optimizes resource allocation. It helps staff scheduling, operating room availability, bed availability, inventory management. It improves the efficiency and reduces the costs. Now let's go ahead and do a case study. So let's see a case study of Sys Creations AI-enabled hospital management system. So it's a prominent multi-speciality hospital with a separate department for various speciality. Faced challenges with fragmented workflows and data silos. Sys Creations developed an AI-powered HMS system that unified the data from all departments, providing a single platform for better management results. So inventory management reduced wastage of material resources by 56%. The operational efficiency was reduced the average patient wait time by 67% and estimated annual savings of $1 million. And the staff workload, 98% of the staff reported a significant decrease in their workload. So with a small AI-enabled hospital management system, it improved the efficiency or the way the hospital works. And it showed result in a way that it did an proper inventory management, it reduced the wastage, it improved the operational efficiency, it reduced the cost, it improved the employee satisfaction.